the furnaces of Valtrompia. During the first centuries of the Venetian domain, numerous iron casting plants result active in the valley. The town's furnace in Collio, the furnaces of Castiva and Brolo in the territory of Bovegno, the furnace Morina in Mondaro and the one of Robecco in Lavone, both in the town of Pezzazze, and the furnace of Tavernole. Along with these factories located in the upper valley, we need to mention also the furnace of Brozzo, the one of Inzino in the homonymous district of Rivermella, the furnace of Gardone, and the one of Sarezzo. In the 17th century, the casting furnaces often interrupted their activity for long periods of time, undergoing the frequent recession, hitting the iron and steel and gun industries, but especially because of the frequent flooding, sometimes compromising the plants very seriously, and also because of the progressive lack of wood for the production of coal. From the end of the century, just six other functioning furnaces, the ones located in the mid and low valley, have interrupted their activity forever. The furnaces of the valley, though going through alternate phases, kept being productive, and around 1940 adopted the new and more convenient built-in solution that spread among the other furnaces in Lombardia. The quadrangular shape is left behind and the circular one is embraced, guaranteeing this way a better performance and, at the same time, a lower consumption of fuel. In 1850, a great flood damaged, however, many of the plants. Only 2 years later, the furnace of Pezzazze gets rebuilt, whereas the furnaces of Robecco in Lavone and of Castiva in Bovegno result abandoned and tumbled down. On top of the flood problems and of the lack of coal, the threat of a competition not only represented by Styria and Carinthia, but also by Belgium and England, where the use of carbon fossils had been adopted. Among the Valtrompia furnaces, noted a researcher, Giulio Durioni, only furnace Brolo in Bovegno and the one in Tavernole could hope for the future. The evolution of the manufacturing structure would have proven this evaluation right.